Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Broadcasting from New Zealand, the fabulous, the fluoridated, the Fukushima irradiated. Of course, we don't know how much because they stopped testing for radiation last year, including all the imports, which helps us sleep well at night, especially if we glow in the dark. And my very special guest here, the den mother of the United We Strike broadcast marathon that happens every single month on the second Saturday of every month. And coming up this weekend, it's Karen Tostado. Welcome.
Well, hi, Vinny. Thank you very much. The marathon isn't coming up this weekend, the second Saturday, so it will be after that. But I actually did find another website that is having a strike, that's proposing a strike. And this one is, it's called the Nonviolent Revolution, begins July 5th, and they're talking my language. They're speaking my language about staying home, the 5th and the 6th, not spending any money, understanding the Act of 1871 when we've all been corporatized, and beginning to also hit where they really are vulnerable, and that is in their wallets. They keep taking from us. It's about time we withheld our money from them.
Yeah, well, it seems that when an idea starts to come up, people start to pick up on it, you know?
Well, I've been pounding this drum for a long time, and I don't care what day it actually ends up being, Vinny. I just think that there is a time in our lives, usually in personal relationships, where we just discover that what we thought we knew about the person that we chose to be with is not the reality of who that person is. And we have to be able to recognize that and disconnect. Like, we have to be able to look in the mirror and understand our government is not what we have been lied to believe. And if we truly want to value our lives as individuals, we need to stand together and reject profit over people and the militant industrial complex. But we need to do it collectively, because when we stand in little groups here and there, it does not work. So as more and more people begin to understand just how much power a strike truly could have, I'm hoping that here and there, Vinny, it picks up, and possibly we can support this one that they're calling for the 5th and 6th, which over here in America is right after the 4th of July, which is this coming Friday.
Well, can we talk about this in terms of the relationship emotions? I mean, what do you do when you're in a toxic relationship? You get out of the relationship, you stop contributing to it, and you don't talk to the person again, right? How exactly do you do that with your government, though? It's like one of those stalker relationships, you know, where even though it's over and they should know that it's over, they keep coming round and saying, oh, can I help you to move house when you're doing this kind of thing? What's your new phone number? All of that kind of stuff. Ugh.
I really like the idea of holding all the individuals responsible who are representing the immoral corporate government. So once they start to understand that it's not the government we're going to sue, but it's the people individually who cross our paths, who choose to enforce immoral action. And I think it's time also that we really grew up in a lot of ways. And we began to see that, you know, the mafia is the mafia, and they are running this world. I'm calling them now the militant industrial complex, because I believe that's exactly what they are. They are giving all of their horrible equipment to all of the little police stations over here. The policemen are able to kill with impunity. We are at a point in history where we either need to resist or understand that we're going to be taken down, but we continue to fight each other instead of looking at our real problem, which is our belief in the monetary system and in our value being outside of ourselves. It is not. It's what we can bring to the table. And things like self-ownership, cooperation, non-aggression, honorable defense, and moral stewardship can turn the tide if we decide to embrace those opportunities and those attributes at the same time and grant them to ourselves.
Because people are so disconnected, they think self-ownership is a form of mobile device.
Well, it's a scary world out there, but as we keep coming to a head, and I mean, we are going to come to a head, folks really need to have food and water, storable food and water, ways to make sure that they can get water when the infrastructure goes down. I am really wary of another false flag because they need it so badly. And as we approach now the 4th of July, it's a great date for all of that stuff. You know, people need to be prepared. But it can be easier than we think. You know, we're so driven to jump through hoops for other people. We don't ever stop long enough to take stock of what is truly important. And that's our lives and our wives, our children. Our lives are important. And instead of thinking that, you know, we have to be in debt and that our value is outside of ourselves, what we can creatively bring to the table as we work toward healing and toward a better future, demanding accountability. I mean, corporations now want to be able to sue to get money back for BP. My husband, who's listening today, BP is not satisfied, Jenny, with like wiping out all of the species that they have been able to kill, or making people as ill as they've been made, or even counting how many people have died directly as a result of poor exit and all that. But they do want their money back from Uncle Sam because we caused them to lose profit. Isn't that sad?
Oh, we're so nasty, you know. How many people lost their lives or now have debilitating conditions or some stuff like that?
Too many to even mention. And they're so tired of trying to fight for what is right. And when I look around, I don't see anything that government is really working on. I mean, we're here because we've been obedient to their policies. It's not us as individuals that are causing the mayhem. It's their policies. It's authority. It's, oh, yes, I'm going to wear your uniform and sign up to protect this because I don't understand. It's about banking and you're poisoning me anyway through the GMO foods and all the rest of it. You know, we need to strike on the money. We need to keep it from them. And I applaud this group who's talking about the nonviolent revolution. Although it doesn't look like they've got it all together on their website, I do have a link to that on the UnitedWeStrike.com homepage. And I want to encourage people, too, to look down and think about the power of what we could do if we truly turned our backs on the system so completely that there were empty airports and empty streets and no one was participating in Wall Street. They were pulling money out, going to the banks to pull money out. People were not participating in the global huge corporations. Think about what that would do. They couldn't handle it. And it would give us the power of being able to stand as one and demand peace and immediate ceasefire. Let us send every single solitary military person home to their countries to help rebuild. Let's just start over immediately and declare peace. And then let's declare the militant industrial complex be forced to turn over all of the hidden technology. Let's refuse to pay the fraudulent debt. Let's really start over in our homes and in our hearts and in our families, in our neighborhoods. We can do it if we try, if we really embrace self-ownership. You know, that means that we agree to own ourselves and we respect that other people own themselves. And as long as harm, injury, or loss does not occur, there's absolutely no reason for massive legislation and rules and all the rest of the crap that they'd like to force us to believe in. There's no reason to go through their systems because we would be there forever trying to deal with their mismanagement and manipulation of the language. We would simply start over as real human beings who declare to own ourselves, to cooperate, to nonviolently work toward healing, to embrace moral defense, honorable defense, so that instead of standing by and allowing these corporations to destroy the rivers and to use their toxins to spew everywhere for profit, we would stop that immediately, which would be part of moral stewardship, which again, we just simply think about those concepts and our lives having meaning right here and right now, not waiting to die or go to heaven or nirvana or wherever. We could actually rebirth ourselves here and now collectively and make a change. That's what I choose to believe in.
Mm. I say that, of course, if you want to do something collectively, it has to start within as well. So it's an ironic little relationship that the collective and the individual has. One doesn't exist without the other.
Agreed. And we keep being divided and fighting against ourselves. And instead, you know, all of us need clean air, clean water, healthy food, self-sufficient communities, and love. We need to love ourselves enough to look in the mirror and face the fact that we have been lied to beyond our wildest dreams or imaginations. And it's a horrible reality, but it needs to be faced. And it's almost impossible to think about all the ways we have been manipulated and experimented on and stolen from without our knowledge or consent. But once you face that fact, at least you can start to understand that authority and the lie of authority and to be very afraid of your neighbor is just that, a lie. Those who want power are coming from fear and lack and scarcity in an abundant world that they are destroying through our participation as individuals. A strike would truly stop that momentum. It would break that momentum, and then we could step back together long enough to think about what is truly important. And it's not Wall Street jobs. It's making sure that each and every one of us has a roof over our heads and food and water. There is no reason at all, aside from criminality and the lack of scarcity which is imposed, to have empty buildings while people are on the street. There's no reason to have half of the people in Detroit cut off from their water supply because profit is more important. There's no reason to have wars of aggression where 85 to 90% of all casualties are non-combatant civilians. No reason whatsoever aside from our ignorance and our apathy, which can stop when we stand together, break the momentum, and step back.
You know, it all makes sense, though, if you're a criminal psychopathic scumbag.
Unfortunately, it does.
And that's because, obviously, criminal sociopathic scumbags are in control of the system. Now, I don't know about you, ladies and gentlemen, but I've known some criminal sociopathic scumbags. They're not nice people. They take everything from you and they just lie and cover their ass. And then if you try to expose them, they just attack you and try to destroy your life. And they freaking succeed most of the time. And they do things to you that you would never do to them because you've got moral fabric. You've got moral fiber. They don't. You imagine that on a grand scale. All of a sudden, all of the crap stuff, all of the terrible things you see on the news, all of the phony wars, all of the fake debt, it all starts to make a hell of a lot more sense, doesn't it?
I'm constantly reminded of my friend Charles Irwin's acronym for crap. Although he had criminals running American politics, and I say criminals run all politics, and it is all crap, and it's all illusion, and it's distraction, because if they can make you think that you can vote to make a change, no, it's also the definition of insanity. Let's repeat the same behavior and expect a different outcome when we know that our misrepresentatives are bribed. When we know that the GMOs are here because they've allowed them. When we know that they would rather have profit over people and how BP is going to be able to sue us. So again, the American taxpayer will pick up the tab for everything. And when we also know that they preach their false belief in overpopulation, because I strongly believe the world is not overpopulated, and they continue to try and wipe us out and use us against ourselves. And we have to really step back from that precipice and ask ourselves, who and what are we living for? Are we here simply to really obey some religion that tells us to suffer our entire lives so that when we die, we hit the jackpot? Are we truly here to ignore everything that's going on around us? Because when we do die and we hit that jackpot, the master of the universe is going to say, hey, it's okay with me that you ignored everything else while you were there and you let your whole planet be totally destroyed and put in a shit pile. But now we want to move you up to the penthouse. Yeah, that's what you deserve. Is that our idea of what's coming later? Or the 72 virgins and who knows what the hell they did wrong to end up with the bozos who actually are believing that that's their reward for murdering innocent people? Or do we reclaim our morality?
I've never seen a greater reason to not die a virgin.
Well,
at the moment, at the moment, it's just basically like alcoholics at an open bar, and, you know, the American people get to pick up the tab.
You know, well, we're the military arm of the New World Order. You got the financial head in London, you have the spiritual head in the Vatican, and we are, you know, the District of Columbia, the military arm of the New World Order, and all three of those states have their own obelisk. They have their own armies. They're autonomous. They don't pay any taxes. They enforce their own rules and regulations. And we so seriously need to grow up and step away from handing other people our power in order to determine our own future, because we don't know until we get there. And right here and right now in this third dimension, which we are co-creating a third dimension, we need to raise our consciousness and begin our moral stewardship and again embrace what we can change here and now, because it's really the only place that we know we are capable of making a difference.
Well, I find if you make a difference by yourself, you don't need to look at examples of other people anymore, but you need those examples in the first place. You know, like if I hadn't seen great comedians and filmmakers and talk radio show hosts and stuff like that going out there doing their thing, it might not have inspired me to go do my thing. And in such a way, the individual inspires the collective in a ripple effect kind of way with unforeseen consequences.
Well, agreed. We can all be that pebble. You know, we can all create that ripple to allow it to go outwards in our own life. And I choose to believe that as we remind people that they can become the heroes of their own lives. And there are those predictions from the Hopi and the Zuni and other indigenous tribes that when the earth most needs us, which was yesterday, people of all ages and creeds and colors will unite to create a better world. And that does make them the heroes of their own lives. We're more than obedient get slaves. But until we can actually step back and break that momentum together, it's hard for us to understand that because we have been so badly manipulated and lied to throughout history. It is almost, well, it is actually, Vinny, unbelievable when you start going down all these different rabbit holes to things we could never even think about, especially in terms of the transhumanism. You know, dropping whatever it is they're dropping from the sky. We already know about the aluminum and the barium and the strontium. We know about their underground cities. And we know that something has to hit the fan in order for them to take control. And now they're just flooding our borders over here in America with illegal immigration, immigrants who have been helped up here, you know, riding the rail. They're not stopped. It's all part of getting us to fight each other instead of understanding that all of us as human beings deserve food and water and shelter. And the only reason we don't have those is because of this fractional banking and the few who would have it all, because this is an abundant planet. And it is absolutely obscene that the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds should have so much, and the Queen and the President.
Oh, they put the frack. They put the frack in fractional reserve.
They are the evil, lying, inbred, traitorous eugenicists. You know, it's time that we face that fact and stop obeying them and stop kowtowing, because why should they have it any better than we do, especially when they're at the bottom of all of this? We've got to just face that ugly truth, look in the mirror, and step back at the same time if we want to have any kind of a future at all, because we're already in World War III. It's just not declared, but it's still World War III. And as we sink deeper and deeper into the hole and more misery comes around, it's the bankers in the bank ground, B-A-N-K ground, who are causing it all. And we need to stop them by withholding our money. And we can do it together by staying out of the corporate system. So get your food and your water. Get what you need to protect yourself. Get survival and protection gear. Get those guns. You know, be able to protect yourself and your family and see the power of what would happen if we dropped out by the millions and they had empty airports and empty banks and they had empty courtrooms.
Well, on the gun thing, I saw a hilarious post this morning on Facebook. It has a guy kind of looking really depressed, like with his arms hugged around his knees, and his wife looking, or girlfriend or whatever, like trying to comfort him. And he says, "You know, it really makes me uncomfortable that you have guns and you think positively of them." And then the girl says, "I think we both need to see other men."
You know, Vinny, I wasn't really comfortable with the idea of having a gun when I first started speaking out. And all that has changed because I see how they use that as well. They use the peaceful, heart-centered thinking against us. And they brainwashed us out of honorably defending ourselves. You know, it is not moral to stand by and watch someone being abused. And this whole thing with Sandy Hoax, you know, all of these false flags that are perpetrated upon us, it is such an Alice in Wonderland journey to try and find truth, but we can build that ourselves within our homes, within our communities. If we go local, we can. And I just think, Vinny, now as well, we need to face the fact that we are all prisoners of war. The militant industrial complex has everybody by the short hairs. And until we resist that together by saying no, I mean, it is unconscionable that 85 to 90% of casualties are non-combatant civilians. That's ridiculous. We pay for that. You know, simply staying home at least 2 days. On the 5th and 6th, let's stay home and say no to that. Let's regain some sanity. Let's stand for morality. Let's understand that there's more than enough to go around. And we just need to stop following these cretins who are coming from fear. And the same people who have gotten us into this mess, there's no way they're going to get us out. They want the world government the way that they've got it planned, and everything we do will be monitored unless we stand together and resist.
Isn't it ironic how much you can accomplish by literally sitting at home and doing nothing?
Well, it's not exactly
if it's done for the right reasons, and if it's done at the right time, and it's organized simultaneously, doing nothing can change the world.
Well, but it's also, Vinny, doing something if what you do is you take the time to step back with your family and say, okay, if we had a great earthquake or if something happened, what would we do to survive? If we had no more electricity or water, what would we do? So it doesn't have
well,
to be...
Well, technically, Karen, if nobody turned up to work that day to the power plant because they were on strike... Then you'd really have to have a discussion about not having any power, wouldn't you?
Well, the thing is, Vinny, we have individuals who have been compartmentalized into working against our best interests. So those are the people who have moral stewardship and moral values who would still show up to make sure that we did get water. They would make sure we did get electricity. But the thing is, when it comes time to pay that bill, well, sorry, you're in bed with HSBC. You're funding Al-Qaeda. You know, we see that right now what you've done is create money out of nothing. My hard work goes to your imaginary dollars. Imagine what would happen if we all decided to declare ourselves debt-free.
Indeed.
Start over on the 15th or the 5th and the 6th, like they're talking about here.
Why not both?
Exactly. And it's a reason, too, Vinny, why the 15th is monthly, because if and when it ever truly did catch on and people understood, okay, I've got a month now to talk to my friends, to maybe put off paying some of my bills, to kind of, you know, to see what I can do, or maybe use my credit cards to make sure that I have storable food and water and solar panels and generators and what I need. So what would happen if millions of us used our credit cards for that, and then we stopped on the 15th because we had everything we needed, and then we demanded a turnaround and return to sanity and peace, and all troops sent to their home countries to rebuild, and hemp oil, true healing that would be granted to the soldiers who could help us hold those accountable who brought us here. who could get the treatments that they needed. Let's demand that the militant industrial complex turn over that hidden technology. Let's
turn it over. Give me the devices. Karen, unfortunately, we have come to the end of the segment now. You can catch Karen and myself, Suzanne Pozel, and a whole host of other colourful characters on UnitedWeStrike.com on the tax-free 15th. Extremely colourful characters. Some of them even unsavory characters. I of course, refer to myself. And you're listening to The Vinnie Eastwood Show. Go and check out thevinnieeastwoodshow.com. There's Vinnie with a Y because it's the most important question, and Eastwood isn't go ahead, make my news. And check out the little banners and sponsors and things of that nature that we have, as well as reminding you that this show here only exists because the bulk of the funding comes directly from listeners gifting through the PayPal or through the Kiwi Bank account if you happen to be a New Zealand listener. Thank you very much, Karen. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.